This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Show as far as national TV. It's the Power Hour on Newsmax TV. I love my Power Hour on Newsmax TV. Great stuff. We love to take your calls throughout the show. No guests tonight. I'll be taking your calls all night long. Phone number 844-WAR-NOW-1. You'll see it on the screen. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. Love to hear from you. I've got a commentary coming out in this Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the United States. I write for them every Thursday and Sunday. And usually the columns get picked up nationally by RealClearPolitics.com and many other conservative sites all over the country. And so these things wind up winding their way all over the United States. And right now I've got a commentary I want to read you called Sexual McCarthyism. Sexual McCarthyism. It kind of sums up what I've been saying for the last 2 days about Robert Mueller's investigation. The special counselor is sex-obsessed. You can't impeach a president over his private sex life. Having affairs isn't a crime. The American people don't care. The prosecutor is overreaching. The American people elected our president based on his politics, not his personal life. They don't care about his sex life. This is sexual McCarthyism. The special prosecutor is a sex pervert. He's jealous of the president. This is a political and sexual witch hunt. Now, you probably think I'm the one saying those things, but I'm not. You see, I heard all of these 20 years ago in 1998. Every single charge I just read you came direct from liberals and the liberal playbook defending President Bill Clinton from the Ken Starr investigation. I was there. I'm a witness. Every liberal friend and colleague I knew back in 1998 used these exact same words. They all called Ken Starr, quote-unquote, a sex pervert, and branded his investigation of Bill Clinton a sexual witch hunt based on partisan politics. But it wasn't just average, everyday liberals who cried sex pervert. It was liberal celebrities and high-profile Democrat politicians, too. I know. I was a regular guest on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect on ABC TV back in the 1990s. I debated about the Bill Clinton-Ken Starr investigation nonstop on national TV. And liberal celebrities on Politically Incorrect called Ken Starr a sex pervert, or some variation of that saying. They said he had no right to politicize our president's sex life and make it into an impeachable crime. But wait, it gets better. The Village Voice was New York City's famous newspaper for the liberal gay community. Their headline in 1998 about the Ken Starr investigation was Sexual McCarthyism. So liberals, gay liberals in 1998, compared an investigation into a president's sex life by a special prosecutor to the Senator McCarthy witch hunt of the 1950s. Now let's compare Bill Clinton's sex scandal with President Trump's. Clinton's scandal was the people's business. It was. It was worthy of an investigation because Clinton had sex while being paid by the taxpayers while in the White House. Clinton had sex with a White House intern. He did it in the Oval Office, our house. Then he lied about it under oath. He did commit crimes. Clinton's sex with an intern would today be called sexual assault. The liberal feminist Me Too movement would demand instant impeachment. Ken Starr's investigation was certainly warranted. I don't know if charges were warranted. I don't know if going to prison was warranted. I don't know if impeachment was warranted. But certainly an investigation was warranted, right? But today, Robert Mueller, has turned an investigation of Russian collusion that never happened into a sexual witch hunt, a real sexual witch hunt. This truly is sexual McCarthyism. Mueller has even destroyed attorney-client privilege with a raid on Trump's lawyer's office, his name, of course, Michael Cohen, his office, his home, and his hotel suite, to investigate possible Trump affairs with Stormy Daniels, with Playboy playmate Kara McDougal, and also Trump's Access Hollywood videotape. My math says his investigation is about sex, sex, and sex. McDougal, Stormy Daniels, Access Hollywood tape, sex, sex, and sex. This is now a triple X investigation. Unlike Clinton, all three incidents happened to a private citizen, Donald Trump, before he was president. The sex was consensual. None of these involved the American people. None of these affected the American people. It may be Melania's business, but it's not your business. It's not my business, and it's not Robert Mueller's. Yes, in a few rare instances, attorney-client privilege has been broken in the history of America, or revoked in the history of America. Maybe for a mob lawyer protecting a mass murderer, it happened. Or for a lawyer hiding evidence on behalf of a billionaire drug trafficker, it might have happened. Or in a terrorism case, it might have happened. But never before in American legal history has a lawyer been raided by the federal government on the basis of sex affairs or minor FCC or FEC infractions or a videotape of a private citizen bragging to a TV host about sex with a beautiful woman. That's all these were. It was either bragging on a videotape about sex, or having an affair, which is not a crime, or minor FEC violations, Federal Elections Commission, if supposedly he paid somebody off to avoid them coming out before an election. This is absurd. This is chilling. This is Soviet gulag tactics. This is criminal. And, of course, I'm not talking about Donald Trump's actions. I'm talking about Robert Mueller's actions. The system is rigged. If this attack on attorney-client privilege stands, none of us can trust our attorney ever again. If the government can raid my lawyer over minor infractions and read my confidential privileged conversations with my lawyer and try to pressure my lawyer to turn against me, then America is lost. Then the judicial system is lost. Then the rule of law is lost. We're all finished. If politics and sex can be used as weapons by a special counselor and the ACLU, you and the Bar Association say nothing, then we are a banana republic, and Stalin would be proud. We can all debate whether Bill Clinton's investigation was justified, whether Ken Starr overreached. But today, there is no debate. Mueller's investigation is a travesty and a tragedy. Mueller does indeed look like a jealous sex pervert. He is, in fact, overreaching. The American people won't stand for this. Mueller's approval ratings are plunging, and for good reason, because this truly is sexual McCarthyism. What the Village Voice said about the Bill Clinton Ken Starr investigation 20 years ago today, 1998, now we're in 2018, really is today sexual McCarthyism. All right. We'll be taking calls, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. A couple things going on. Number one, Trump pardons ex-Cheney aide Scooter Libby. Another fantastic job by Donald Trump. What great news. Scooter Libby did nothing wrong. Another overzealous special prosecutor slash special counselor tried to destroy someone's life for doing nothing back all those years ago. This was in 2007, he was convicted of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. It was all nonsense. And George W. Bush, I can't stand the Bush family because they're just deep state. They are D.C. swamp. And they would not do the right thing and pardon Scooter Libby. And next thing you know, Donald Trump steps in for the Bushes, and he does the right thing, and he embarrasses the Bushes and makes them look silly. Great job, Donald Trump. You're the hero. And then, of course, the really big news today is the Inspector General Michael Horowitz of the DOJ, Department of Justice, came out and did scorched earth, basically, on Andrew McCabe. He just destroyed him. The IG report reveals McCabe reprimanded senior FBI officials for leaks he was responsible for. They report that he lied multiple times under oath. He lied to the Inspector General. McCabe is toast. Just as I talked about for 2 years now, Andrew McCabe is is toast, and he better figure out how to write a book fast like James Comey, because both Comey and McCabe are going to need their book profits to pay for legal fees and to try to keep them out of 20 or 30 years in prison and to pay for their family's life while they're in prison. These guys are bad to the bone, rotten to the core. The entire FBI leadership is rotten. And if there's anybody worse than McCabe and Comey, it's got to be Rod Rosenstein. And Rod Rosenstein, hopefully, will be fired soon enough. But there is now a report that Congress is preparing articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein. And there's now a report that President Trump is getting ready to fire Rod Rosenstein. He's the deputy director of the Department of Justice. And I would go all the way to the top. I would fire Jeff Sessions as well. And then I would get a new AG who's willing to name a special prosecutor or a special counselor to investigate Robert Mueller and the Mueller investigation. That's the way to handle it. Fire everybody in leadership at the FBI and the DOJ, fire them all, and then make sure that you assign an investigator to investigate Mueller and the investigation. All right, how much time do we have left, Chris, right now? Can't hear you. 1 minute. All right. So Dershowitz says the FBI is running roughshod over the United States Constitution. Alan Dershowitz, roughshod over the United States Constitution. Dershowitz is on my side. He's arguably the best lawyer of our generation, arguably one of the most brilliant legal experts in the history of the United States. And it's just amazing that lawyers, the Bar Association, the ACLU, nobody else is raising alarm bells over raiding a lawyer, an attorney-client privilege. Nobody's raising those alarm bells. But I am, and Alan Dershowitz is, and he's warning that what they did was wrong. And he's warning you weaponize special prosecutors. It could happen to anybody in the future if they don't like your politics. It's a really bad precedent. We'll be right back. Wayne Allery War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. I can't hear you.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
War no.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back. Wayne Ellery, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. I understand there were some sound problems. Hopefully on the radio you're hearing it okay. But the sound problems were on TV, on Newsmax TV. Hopefully we're working on it and we've either gotten it resolved or it will get resolved. But in any case, we're working on it as we speak right now. The IG report, the Inspector General report, not only reported Andrew McCabe is in a mess of trouble, a world of trouble, and that he did all kinds of terrible things, lied under oath multiple times, lied to the Inspector General, all kinds of bad stuff, blamed others for the crimes that he committed, another terrible thing. But it also presents new evidence that the Obama Department of Justice sought to shut down the FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Can you imagine? I mean, what we're talking about here is obstruction of justice. That's the words they're using to try and put to put Donald Trump in trouble. And in the reality, they did it. Once again, it's Saul Alinsky, right? Saul Alinsky says, you look in the mirror, whatever you did, you blame the other guy for. And so here's Donald Trump, and they're saying obstruction of justice. He didn't obstruct anybody. He's president of the United States. He can fire whoever he wants, whenever he wants. There's no crime there. If he wants to fire James Comey, if he wants to fire McCabe, if he wants to fire Rosenstein, if he wants to fire Mueller, there is no crime. President is the CEO of the country, and just like a CEO of a company, he can fire anyone he wants, anytime he wants, without even caring. It's none of your business what the reason is. He doesn't even need cause. But if he's got cause, he certainly has no problem firing somebody, and they're using words like obstruction of justice. The real obstruction of justice was the Clinton Department of Justice, the Obama Department of Justice calling the FBI and saying, why are you investigating Hillary Clinton during a presidential election? We've got to stop this. That's the kind of obstruction of justice that should have been prosecuted. All right. Reports as Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein ready to be fired by President Donald Trump. Let's hope that's true. Rosenstein has said in recent private conversations, history will prove he did the right thing by firing Comey in May of 2017, claiming the American people did not have all the facts about what led to his decision to write the memo that led to Comey's dismissal. So, I mean, isn't that funny? Rosenstein's defending his decision to fire Comey. I thought they're blaming Trump for firing Comey, but it's Rosenstein who takes credit for firing Comey. Interesting. Rosenstein seems to be fully aware he may soon lose his job, and he's at peace with the possibility, confident he's done his job with integrity. One source told the Wall Street Journal, Rosenstein's firing is a matter of when, not if. The report comes after Trump and Rosenstein met for what White House described as routine department business. And, of course, this week Trump hammered Rosenstein for extending the FISA warrant on Carter Page. And then, of course, the main reason Trump is angry at Rosenstein is Rod Rosenstein is the one who signed off on the loss of attorney-client privilege, the attack on the offices and the home and the hotel suite of Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. All right, some things that Trump is doing right now that are good, and I think these are the kind of things that they're trying to distract you from so you don't hear the good stuff that Trump's doing. I told you, I believe it was yesterday, that Trump is ending welfare as we know it. It's not in any of the headlines. I've not seen it in the news. I've not seen it on the front page of any newspaper. Trump is ending welfare as we know it. He's saying you've got to work in order to collect welfare. Unless you've got a little kid at home and you're the sole provider, you've got to work or you can't get welfare. No one's talking about that. Trump is on a deregulation binge that shows no signs of ending. This is a story that was on the internet today. The White House says the U.S. national ambient air quality standards constitute outdated and unnecessary barriers to growth. Under the new standards, the EPA will process state-submitted plans within 18 months, giving regulated industries a clearer idea of what they can and can't do quickly, and the permitting process for individual products will be eventually limited to a year. So companies will know what they can do, what's legal, what's not, what they can't do, and they'll know they get their permit in a maximum of a year. It can't go beyond that. That's how you run a business. Unfortunately, government in this country is not run by business people. And so, of course, no good business went on, and no jobs were created for 8 years under Barack Obama, other than little crappy part-time jobs that came with no benefits, no health insurance of all kinds. All right, Trump overrules Sessions. Another great thing Trump did. He promises to protect states' pot legalization rights. Now, believe me when I tell you, I'm the most anti-drug guy you've ever met in your life, and I've never done pot in my life, ever, and yet I'm a big proponent of states' rights. And if you're a conservative, you've got to love states' rights. States have a right to do what they want. They can't be bossed around by the federal government. If the people of Nevada, like my state, Nevada, voted to legalize marijuana, then the federal government has no right to interfere. But Jeff Sessions tried to interfere and say, it doesn't matter what you legalize, I'm going to arrest everybody. Trump overrules Sessions, promises to protect states' pot legalization rights. And that's good news. Good news for the American people. Because you know what? If California wants legal pot, Nevada wants legal pot, and Colorado and Washington want legal pot, then the people of those states have spoken. Let the people have rights under the United States Constitution. War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Right back at you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War.
You have- USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump wasted no time in firing back at former FBI Director James Comey today after a release of a preview of clips from Mr. Comey's upcoming interview regarding his new tell-all book. The president took to Twitter and called Comey a proven leaker and liar. And today during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders added,
Comey will be forever known as a disgraced partisan hack that broke his sacred trust with the President of the United States. The dedicated agents of the FBI, one of the president's greatest achievements, will go down as firing Director James Comey.
A large international study out says adults should average no more than one alcoholic drink per day. That means the drinking guidelines in many countries may have been far too loose. The study found that people who down more than seven drinks per week can expect to die sooner than those who drink less. Currently, the U.S. government recommends no more than seven drinks a week for women and 14 drinks for men. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show on USA Network and Newsmax TV. We've been playing around with the soundboard and everything. Hopefully, you're hearing me better now. But the end result is we had some technical difficulties. Hopefully, we're back on track on Newsmax TV. On the radio, I think we're fine. But on Newsmax TV, it was not coming in loud enough from our central control in Dallas, Texas, to Newsmax's controls in Palm Beach and New York. We're working on it, and we're trying our best. DirecTV channel 349, on Dish Network channel 216, on many cable systems around the country. If it's not on yours, call up your local cable system and tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You want to get it on your system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can hear and watch Wayne Root every afternoon at 6 o'clock, excuse me, at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West Coast time. If you are watching right now on Newsmax TV and you are not getting me 3 hours a day on the radio, there's an easy way to get it. You can call your local conservative talk show station, tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they need to contact USA Radio, my syndicator, and make it all happen. Or you can go to TuneIn, the TuneIn app on your phone. Just download it for free. Or go to TuneIn.com on your laptop or your desktop and just type in KBDT. That's the station, flagship station in Dallas, that you will be listening to, and you can listen to me crystal clear on that no matter where you are, on your phone, in your car, wherever it is, at the office, crystal clear every single day from 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time, and 3 to 6 West Coast time, afternoon drive. All right, let's take some calls. We've got some callers. Hopefully everybody can hear me. We've got line number 3, Elaine from Philadelphia. Elaine, you're on the phone with Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. How are you, Elaine?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to comment on the president stating attorney-client privilege is dead. In fact, he's correct, because I'm experiencing that myself. All of my attorney-client privilege records were given to a third party, and there's nothing I can do about it. I went through the court process. I filed an appeal. It was denied. I filed a disciplinary complaint. It was dismissed. And there's nothing that could be done.
Well, first of all, you got to fill me in on this story, Elaine. First of all, are you watching us on TV or listening on the radio? Where are we getting you?
No, TV. Watching TV
okay.
Right now.
And so, first of all, what's your case? I mean, no one knows who you are, so give me a general idea. What was your case? Is it a divorce case? Is it a criminal matter? What's the reason you're in court? All right, so
it was
civil.
It was a civil matter.
Who did your lawyer give it to?
He gave it to a debt collector to turn around and sue me. So I had an attorney representing me for years. I paid a lot of money. And then when I could no longer pay, they sat on the case, and then they finally withdrew after a couple of years. And without me knowing about it, they just gave out my records to a debt collector, a third-party debt collector, for them to use it to turn around and sue me. And when I tried to, you know, invoke my attorney-client privilege, it was ignored. And I tried to appeal it.
But a slightly different situation. I mean, I understand. Listen, if I was you, I wouldn't be happy about it at all. So I get why you're unhappy. But they gave them the fact that you owed him money. They didn't give them your files that say, this person said this to this lawyer and I said this to that.
No. I'm not referring about billing. I'm talking about the file, the record,
really?
Actual communications and advice and things of that nature.
How would the lawyer not be sanctioned by a judge or by the bar association for doing such a thing? That sounds outrageous.
Well, they did it to the president, huh? It is outrageous. We have a severe problem in the state of Pennsylvania, and this is across the board. Our courts are out of control. We're not being ruled by law anymore. It is so unfortunate. In fact, my particular family case was written about Lou. You know of Lou. You know who I mean?
You're talking about Lou, my old friend from the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, he wrote a big article about my case, about what goes on over here in Pennsylvania. It's just tragic. But anyway, and I also want to comment, when every time I have called the FBI, these folks They just hang up the phone on people. I went there in person. They said they're not interested. I reported fraud against the U.S. government by different public officials or, you know, people working in the system. They're not interested. It's the
you're
U.S.
surprised?
Government.
Elaine, you're surprised? How could you be surprised? The U.S. government doesn't want to know about other government agencies committing fraud. They don't believe you when you say it, or they just laugh at you. They don't care. They're all privileged. They're government employees. They don't think they have to answer to you and me. We're in a country that's a banana republic. It's run amok. It really is. I don't know the details of your case, but it's very clear to me this happens every day. Government agencies committing fraud, lying to us, running roughshod over us. If we lie in court, we go to jail. They lie in court every day, and nobody does anything to them. It's absolutely outrageous. Outrageous.
I know. They clock in, they clock out, they got their paycheck benefits, and they don't care what happens during 9 to 5. Or
Wait, you're being too nice, Elaine. Forget about they clock in, they clock out, and they get a check. They clock out for the last time after a lousy 20 years on the job. They're 45, 50 years old, and they get a pension for life. The rest of us get nothing. I have no pension. I'm a TV star on Newsmax TV. My pension is zero. I'm a radio star on national radio, on USA Radio. My pension is zero. I've written 5 national best-selling books. My pension is zero. I have 5 businesses. My pension is zero. I don't have anyone paying for my health insurance but me. How does someone explain to me how government employees get all this stuff, and most of them take no risk, and they'll never lose their job. They got a job for life. It's guaranteed. Even if they are terrible at their job, you can never fire them. Even if they commit a crime like rape, you can't get rid of a New York City school teacher because the union will keep them employed for the 20 years and then they get their pension. You can never get rid of a government employee. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Hey, Elaine, we got to run. I got to try and move it along, be a cop here myself and keep the traffic going. Thank you, Elaine. Let's take line 1, Connie in Arizona. Connie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Connie, are you there?
I am here.
There you go. How are you? You're on with Wayne.
Fine. Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Governor Ducey of Arizona contributed 338 National Guard to the border, and then he sent one-third of them to Marana, which is approximately 75 miles north of the border, and he scattered a few here and there, and only 60 arrived at the border today. So he still isn't really helping our president and the Border Patrol.
Yeah. Well, you're worried about the governor of Arizona not properly helping the president. At least 60 of them arrived today. My governor in Nevada is a Republican governor, but he's what I call a rhino, Republican in name only, Governor Sandoval here, Brian Sandoval. He is awful. If he was a Democrat, he'd be doing all the same things. So what does the name Republican really mean anymore? He refused President Trump's request to send troops to the border, refused our National Guard Nevada to be sent to the border. That's our Republican governor, the same one who, after being reelected by a wide margin a couple of years ago, passed the largest tax increase in the history of Nevada. A Republican governor.
Ducey's a rhino also, but he's going to run for office again. So yeah. He has to, you know, pretend like he's behind Trump. When Trump came to campaign in Phoenix, he wouldn't even walk across the road to see him and meet with him. So
I do not explain what's wrong with the Republican Party except to say, I'm pretty familiar with cancer. I don't use that word lightly because I lost my mom and dad to cancer 28 days apart. It's a terrible disease, but the Republican Party is a cancer. The Democratic Party is a C2. It's communist, Marxist, socialist, horrible people. But the Republican Party is got a cancer inside it. And if they had a brain, they would be marching in lockstep with President Trump, and we'd win a landslide victory in 18 and a landslide victory in 20, and we control the whole country forevermore. And instead, we're liable to lose in 18, and I don't know what's going to happen in 20, but we're liable to lose the House in 18, and who knows what's going to happen with the Senate, because none of them support their own president. So there's no enthusiasm from any of us. Are you excited to vote Republican, Connie?
I can't vote Democrat, you know.
No, of course. I know that. We're all going to vote. But you need excitement. You need intensity level. And we're not intense or excited because we love Trump, but the rest of the party is garbage. And I saw that in the poll.
I got a letter from the president about 3 weeks ago, and he was thanking me for my design on a piece of the wall. And he said that, you know, it was a great idea, thank you, but they have their own ideas and stuff. So I'm trying to write and make phone calls and do the best I can.
We're all trying the best we can. And you were appreciated by me, Connie. Thank you for everything you do. All right, Connie from Arizona, thank you. We got to line two, Elsa from Kentucky. Elsa, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Elsa, are you there?
Yes.
There we go. We got a delay every time. I don't know why. But Elsa, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
I'm wondering, does our tax dollars pay for the Mueller investigation?
Elsa, I cannot hear you. You've got to speak up.
Does our tax dollars pay for the Mueller investigation?
Of course it does. You are paying for it. I'm paying for it. We're all paying for it. Yes.
Well, I don't like that. I don't want to pay for his investigation.
Well, you have a little choice. Listen, one thing I must say about America, Elsa, I'm with you. Of course, I hate the Mueller investigation. I can't stand Robert Mueller. I think Robert Mueller should be in prison. He was part of the Uranium One deal with Hillary Clinton. So I think Mueller should be in prison. But forget that for a minute. In America, you don't have a right to say, I'm a liberal, I opt out of spending on war. And I'm a conservative, I opt out of spending on Mueller. I opt out of spending on welfare. Whatever money you pay in goes into a pot, and you don't have a right to say where it goes. Otherwise, the country would be haywire. So even I got to agree that once you pay your taxes, no one has a right to say where it goes, because liberals would never pay and conservatives would never pay, and therefore nobody would pay. So yes, you're paying for Mueller. Yes, it pains me to say that. I'm with you. I can't stand Mueller. It's a waste of money. But we don't have a right to opt out. We'll be right back. War Now. We'll take more calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1. Last segment of the show. Coming up. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne Allyn, worn out. Welcome back to the show. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes. You have no idea. When you have both a national radio show and a national TV show going at the same time, and the national radio feed is going to the national TV feed, but I do understand you're all able to hear it well now, and everything is better, or at least much better, not perfect maybe. We'll work on that over the weekend. In any case, and I'll see all you back here on Tuesday, because I am going to Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and I'll be in Washington, D.C. all day on Monday. So I will not be here worn out the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Monday, but I'll be back on my usual time slot on Tuesday. In the meantime, we're taking calls right now. It's very rare that I tell you there's actually room for you to get on and talk to me. So dial us right now, 844-WORN-OUT 1-844-927-6691. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can email Newsmax, WAR@Newsmax.com. Let them know if you want more of Wayne Root and more of this show. I'd love to extend it to 2 hours. And you can always find me and my opinions at my website, RootForAmerica.com. But we'll take more calls now, 844-WAR-NOW-1. Right now we've got line 4, John in New York. John is a conservative Catholic with a perspective for us coming from New York. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Root. I'm doing great. I just want to say you're one of my heroes.
Other than my dad.
You're one of my heroes.
Thank you.
We're in the midst of watching the deep state and the globalist progressives try to take down the president that I love.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here and I just don't know what to do. As a conservative Catholic, I don't care what the president did in 2006.
And, you know, I try to stay away from religion. Hey, John, I try to stay away from religion. I got to bring something up because you are a proud conservative Catholic. You say that, so you are obviously proud. But aren't you bothered by the liberal stances of the Pope?
Oh, I was just going to say that. And the leader of my faith is a globalist, too.
There you go.
It really bothers me.
He's a globalist, and I think a Marxist. He's not just a globalist. He's a Marxist.
Yes.
He hates capitalism. It's terrible.
I totally agree with you. Open borders, one world,
terrible.
One world government. That's what he, you know, promotes.
It's terrible. I don't understand how this is happening to us, how all these people get elevated to leadership positions. By the way, he's a Catholic religious, I mean, he's the leader of one of the world's great religions, and he seems to be anti-religion because he's willing to let millions of Muslims into Europe and into the United States. We should have no walls, he says. We should have no barriers, only bridges. Isn't there a wall around the Vatican? Does he let everyone into the Vatican? I mean, he's a hypocrite on top of everything else. I can't believe the things he says. And who am I to talk? I'm Jewish by birth. Look at the democratic voting patterns of the Jewish people. It drives me crazy. Doesn't anybody see that America is the greatest nation in world history because of capitalism and American exceptionalism and Judeo-Christian values and all the things that made America great? It seems like the leaders are going against, don't you think?
Thank you.
There you go. All right. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. Let's take line three. Yeah. All right, breaking news. Trump will be addressing the nation tonight on Syria. I don't know if that means we're going to war starting tonight, or maybe it already started, or maybe we'll be going to war over this weekend, or maybe we're not going to war at all. But we'll find out. Breaking news. Trump says he will be addressing the nation tonight on Syria. Thank you, Chris, for breaking in with me and letting me know that. We've got Joseph on line three. He says, why not appoint a separate counsel? Tell us what you mean, Joe. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, what I want to know is if the president can't fire Mueller, why can't he appoint a special prosecutor, being that Jeff, whatever his name is,
Sessions,
won't do it,
yeah,
to indict these swamp criminals?
Well, Joe, my answer is, number one, he should and can appoint a special prosecutor or special counselor to look at the investigation and the FISA warrants and the FBI leadership and the DOJ leadership and Mueller's entire team of investigators. You can investigate the investigators.
I mean, he listens to you, and I know you said that there. Why doesn't he pay attention and do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I believe it has to be Sessions who does it. Only Sessions can name a special counselor, and Sessions seems to be compromised. He's weak. He's terrible. Maybe he's being blackmailed. I've said this many times.
Can he get rid of Sessions?
He's legally allowed to get rid of everybody and anybody. To my knowledge, he could fire Mueller, too. He could fire Mueller. He could fire Mueller. He could fire Sessions. He could fire anyone he wants to. He's president of the United States and commander-in-chief. He could fire any general at any time. But, you know, liberals are fighting back and claiming you can't do that. Well, you can. There's nothing stopping a president from firing anyone he wants, anytime he wants, without even having cause. It's his opinion that matters. I don't know why the American people and Democrats don't understand.
I mean, if he wants the people that elected him to re-elect him, he needs to do what's necessary to get things done.
I agree. But you know,
things, but
sometimes, Joe, it's not about, and Joe's from Boise, Idaho, it's not about what you can do, because he's allowed to do all these things. It's about what your lawyers are telling you will look bad, and the American people will freak out because you're firing the attorney general, the deputy attorney general, the special counselor, the head of the FBI, you know, all back to back to back, and it looks like it's a mess, and it looks like it's a crisis. My guess is he's being counseled not to do that. I think he needs to sweep them all out, because they're out to get him and destroy him. Looks that way to me. There's the music. We're done for the night. We're done for the week. Another week in the books. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. I'm off on Monday. I'm in Washington, D.C. Very special meetings going on in Washington. I'll tell you about it on Tuesday. War Now. Have a great weekend. God bless. Be safe. And let's hope we get a good message tonight about the war in Syria or the lack of a war in Syria. God bless everyone.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.